This brings me to the coverage of Biden's age. It's true that if he's reelected, Biden would be the oldest person we've ever had. But he was already the oldest president the first time he was elected. What changed?
I'd argue get older! Time moves forward!
What's changed is he's 4 years older.
He's four years older! When you get that age every year is like a lot.
Something unexpected has happened. Biden's some sort of time traveler. He's older in 2024 than he was in 2020.
I'd argue that the biggest change wasn't the simple passage of time, but the decision of some Republican leaders to focus like a laser on Biden's age as the factor weighing against him. In an April interview, the former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, said it was unlikely Biden would make it through a second term. In this year's Republican response to the State of the Union address, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas noted that she's half Biden's age. So basically,
no one noticed until Republicans made it an issue, which was totally unpredictable. Who would have thought that anyone, much less the opposition party, would attack him on this?
He's saying Biden's age is an issue, and like his, and you know, it's not ageist to worry about the competency of someone in their 80s doing an executive job like this. But he's saying like the media's decision to respond to people's concerns about this or to the Republican Party making it an issue is what's making this more relevant, and in fact, is more of an issue than the passage of time itself.
So it's not that he's 80; it's that people pointed out that he's 80.
Yeah. And that
you're telling them not to do that. You're expecting them not to do that. You're thinking that your op-ed is going to tell them to stop doing. I guess in a sense, he might believe that to be true because like they are all libs and they do all want Biden to win again. And they do all think that Trump being president again will be the end of America. So if you are writing for The Washington Post, maybe you have some vision. Hey, if I put this out there, it will remind my fellow Lanyards that what the stakes are here, and the next time they get an article about how old man Biden is crapping his pants during a state dinner, they'll stow it.
Well, like, okay, let's read him in good faith for a sec and pretend like, you know, he's not actually old. This is just the media is just cynically boosting stories about this because they're mean or they're bored. It reminds me of I guess Bernie 2020 people who, when they, you know, they talk about Bernie losing from, you know, going from front runner to going around the country talking about how Joe Biden's the greatest. It was unprecedented. The entire party combined together to defeat us.
Yeah.
If you didn't think they were going to do that, then we were never going to win.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing here. If you think like, how many years of this have we gone through? We're going through it now where we're supposed to be surprised and fucking outraged at CNN. Oh my God, they did a fucking Trump town hall and they weren't as critical as we thought they'd be. How much sample data do you have of this? You know, they're going to do this. Either come up with something that negates that or shut the fuck up.
This is what you wanted.
You wanted. You got what you wanted. Now figure it out.
I mean, if you are going to write an article, Washington Post article, and you're Charles Blow, and you fancy yourself an influencer in the Beltway, what is a more efficient use of your time? If you're worried about the Biden ageism issue, writing, hey, ambient Americans, stop caring about Trump being old, and news editors, stop writing about Trump being old. Or just say, Joe Biden, I'm speaking to you. Don't run for president again. Stop it. Don't do it. I mean, then you only have to convince one person. And then you've done it. You've solved it. That's the efficient use of your fucking time.